الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلي الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, one of the beauties of the Ijtima, whenever we come every week, Alhamdulillah, we try to learn a very beautiful blessing of reciting Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. It's quoted in Jami' Saghir that the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam has said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me, for your sending durood upon me will be light for you on the day of judgment. You know, roshni hogi. Dekhe na kamre mein kitni roshni hai. When there's light, you can see everything. On the day of judgment, the bridge of Sirat will be pitch black. You won't be able to see. There'll be fire under the bridge of Sirat. We need light. And the light will be the recitation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's durood-e-paak, inshallah. Kaun niyat karta hai? Inshallah. And you know, sometimes the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many, many ahadith on the blessings of reciting durood-e-paak. Let me just mention to you one. If I ask you, do you want to see your garden in paradise while you're in the dunya? Hota hai na yaar, dunya mein, jannat mein mera maqam, I can see my abode, my palace in paradise while I'm still in the dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, if you recite durood upon me 1,000 times daily, you will not die unless you have seen your house in paradise. 1,000 times, you might be asking, oh, that's quite a lot. Let me tell you, the Sahaba ikram used to read 40,000 times. They used to read 100,000 times. And there were people, they used to go to work like we go to work. They used to have families like we have families. They used to have a normal life that we have a normal life today. But what was the difference? Why is it that the Sahaba ikram could recite 40,000 and I can't even recite 1,000? The problem is that they took this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they wanted that blessing. Even though our akidah, amara akidah kya hai? Sahaba ikram sare jannati, har sahabiye nabi jannati. They're all jannati, alhamdulillah. Lekin pyare sahabiyo, we don't know about ourselves. Hame pata nahi hai. So inshallah azza wa jal, try your best to recite as much durood as possible. Who goes to work walking? Car? Majority of us go to work in the car. What do you listen to? Yeah, maybe alhamdulillah you listen to durood-e-paak, you listen to the kalam-e-paak, you naat-e-paak sun rahe. So pyare islam bhaiyo, tasbih bhi nikal le. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, try to have your tasbih out as well. Ye tasbih hai. It'll cost you more than 50 pence. You don't even need a loan for this as well. This is how cheap it is, 50 pence to a pound. All you do is put it on your finger and then just keep pressing sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I drive to work in the morning. It takes me about half an hour. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, by the time I get to work, I recite 1,000 times durood-e-paak. That's my daily average. Why? Because when I heard this, the blessing of durood-e-paak, I wanted to gain this blessing. So for that, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I made it my habit to recite durood-e-paak. And then you've got 24 hours to recite 1,000 times durood-e-paak. Har namaz ke baad 200 martaba padh lein. That will inshallah also bring your target there. Kaun niyat karta hai? Pehle to tasbih leni hai. Do we have tasbih at the maktaba? Yeah, I hope inshallah. I think we do have tasbih in the maktaba. Inshallah, azza wa jal, buy it and have it on your finger whilst you're driving, whilst you're walking, whilst you're sat at home. Rather than going on social media, rather than watching ma'azallah films on TV, get this tasbih and recite durood, recite zikrullah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. There's a very beautiful book that has been published by Maktabatul Madina. And there's a very beautiful faith lightning story in that book. It says that there lived a king, ek badshah tha. And the king had a person in the courtyard who used to remind him every day. Wo usko kya yaad karata tha? The person he used to say to the king that, O king, return the favor of anyone that does not favor upon you, and do not worry about the one who does jealousy with you, because he will be, or evil, he will be, his evil will be sufficient for him. Yani, the one who does good to you, do good to him. The one who does bad to you, don't return bad to him, leave it in the court of Allah. Now this person, every day, he used to be going to the king and repeating the same word, that, O king, whoever does good to you, do good to him. Whoever does evil to you, his evil return will return back to him. Now in that courtyard, there was a person, one of the ministers of the king. And he was very jealous that the king has a lot of love and respect for this person. So one day, he decided that he is going to make sure that he punishes this person. Now he's jealous. So what does he do? He goes to the king and he says that, O king, shall I tell you something? You know, this person that you say that you love him and respect him, this person in actual fact, he doesn't like you. He tells people about you. And the king says, what does he tell about me? Kya mere bare mein ye banda baatein karta hai? Tell me. And the person, he says that, he says to the people that the king's, his mouth smells. He's got a bad smell in his mouth. And the king, he says, how sure are you that he does say that? He goes, you can call him. Bulao se, call him. And sit him next to you, and you'll find out that he does that. So the king, he one day invites that person. Now when the other courtier, when the minister finds out that the king has called this person, he goes to him first. And he goes, my friend, you're very, very close to the king. I like to have your dawat one day. Come to my house for an invitation. So he takes him home, and he gives him a lot of food with a lot of garlic inside. Lehsun, piyaz, ye kachi cheeze hoti hai na, inse badbu aati hai muh mein. He goes, I'm inviting you to my house. So he put a lot of garlic inside the food. Now when the person was eating, he realized that his mouth was smelling of garlic. And he thought to himself, the king's called me. If I go and sit next to the king, I will be smelling my bad smell. And the king, he will be, you know, he won't like this. So what he did was, the king told him, come close. Now the king is going to test him. So the king says to him, come close to me. Mere kareeb aaja. And the person gets close to the king. And he says, remind me again. Now this time, that courtier, he puts his mouth in front of his mouth. He puts his hand in front of his mouth like this. Why? Because he doesn't want the king to have that bad smell. And the king now is thinking that he was right. He thinks that my mouth smells. That's why he's covering his mouth. So the king, he writes a letter. He goes, I'm so happy with you, I'm so pleased with you, that I'm going to write you a letter and you're going to receive a lot of gifts. And that king had a habit. Uski ek aadat thi. Whenever he wanted to reward someone, he would write a letter with his own hand. So he wrote a letter with his own hand. And what did he write on that letter? He writes on that letter, whoever, as soon as this person comes to you with my letter, cut off his head and stuff his corpse with straw and return it to me. Yeah, so the king writes a letter, cut off his head. This person who has brought you this letter, cut off his head, fill his corpse with straw and return his body back to me. Now, when that minister was stood outside and he thought, oh, the plan's gone wrong here, the king's blessing this person, he's rewarding him. Because he also knew when the king wants to reward someone, jab badshah kisi ko dena chahta hai na, apne haath se likhta hai. So he thought that this king's rewarded him. My plan hasn't worked. So as this courtier is walking outside the palace, the minister meets with him. And he goes, brother, that letter that the king gave you, give me that letter, I'll deliver it for you. He goes, no, the king gave it to me. He hasn't even read it as well. He goes, give me that letter. I promise you, if there's any reward, I'll give that to you. I'll take this letter on your behalf. So he goes, fine, there you go, you take the letter. Now, this person is so happy, this minister, that I'm going to be rewarded. As he goes to the person that the king wrote the letter to. Now, this person was the person that would punish people. So when he opened the letter, what said in the letter? The person who brings you this letter, cut off his head and stuff his corpse with straw and return it back to me. And the person, he says, do you know what is written in the letter? خط تم نے پڑھا ہے اس میں کیا لکھا ہے? And the person, he says, yeah, I haven't read it, but the king must have written a lot of rewards for me. میرے لیے بڑے بڑے تحفے بادشاہ نے لکھے ہوں گے. He goes, yes, there's a big present waiting for you. He goes, the king has written that I need to cut off your head and fill your corpse with straw and I need to return it to the king. And he goes, give me that letter. And he wrote, it was exactly the same what he was reading. And now what is he saying? He's saying, look, there's a mistake. This letter actually wasn't for me. It was for someone else. I took it off him and I brought it to you. And that person, he says, that I can't believe you. Whatever the king has written is the truth. So therefore, what does he do? He grabs hold of him and he kills him. And he returns the body back to the king. The next day, the king sat in his throne, in his palace. And he sees that same person walking through the door. And the king's amazed. He goes, I wrote a letter for him yesterday to be killed. How come he's still alive? So the king calls that person and he says, what did you do with that letter that I gave you yesterday? میں نے تمہیں کل خط دیا تھا. اس خط کا تم نے کیا کیا? He goes that, oh Badshah, oh king, that minister, he asked me to give him that letter. So I gave that letter to him and he's taken that letter. And the king, he says, do you know what I wrote on that letter? I wrote on that letter, whoever brings you this letter, kill him. And he says that, oh king, why did you write such a thing about me? I have so much love and respect for you. Why did you write that? He goes, because that minister said to me that you don't like me. You talk bad about me. You say to people that my mouth smells. Therefore, I wrote a letter regarding yourself. And he goes, oh king, I never ever have said this to anyone. He says that what happened was that minister, he had a dawat in his house and he gave me a lot of garlic. Usne mujhe lehsun bahut zyada khilaya hai. He gave me a lot of garlic to eat. My mouth was smelling. I did not want to have, you know, you sit with you and you can smell my mouth as well. That's why I covered my mouth. And the king realized the whole story. That what it is, that person was making you against me and me against you. End of the day, what happens? What goes round, comes round. When you think about bad about someone else, it'll come back to you. When you think evil about someone, jab banda khud kisi ke bare mein galat sochta hai na, it comes back to him. Have you heard of the saying, your past will come to haunt you one day? Yeah, whatever evil you do, we thinking about other person. Yeah, I don't like that person. I've got to do this to him. I've got to do that to him. So every time you are planning evil, jitna hum plan karte hai na ke uske saath bura ho, uske saath bura nahi hota, humare hi saath bura hota hai. So pyare Islam bhaiyo, in this, I want to read a verse of the Holy Quran. The topic for today is jealousy. Jealousy. What is jealousy? How bad is jealousy? And what do we see in our community today? Let me just give you a glimpse of what we see today. Today, the brother's biggest enemy is his own brother. Waja, he's jealous. My brother, why has he got a good job? You might be shocked. Lekin there are people who are living, their biggest enemy is not someone else, it's his own blood brother. Their biggest enemy is not someone else, it's his own father. Baap bete ka khud dushman bana hua hai. Beta baap ka dushman bana hua hai. The mother's biggest enemy is her own daughter at home. Why? Because they don't like each other. They have hatred for one another. And then this hatred, this jealousy is so much that a person is willing to, ma'azallah, lose his own iman. Ye jo log jaate hain, jadoo karwate hain. So they go to a person, they go to an amil, and they say that destroy his business. وہ کیا کراتا ہے کالا جادو کراتا ہے اور کالا جادو کرانا اور علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں حرام ہے it's haram so a person is willing to go to the extent that is willing to commit haram and is willing to destroy his iman just because he has hatred for someone else Allah تعالی mentions inside the glorious Quran ود كثير من اهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد ايمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند انفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فَعْفُوا وَصْفَهُ حَتَّى يَاتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ translation from Kanzul Iman. Many people of the book desired, if only they could turn you to disbelief after faith, out of sheer jealousy of their hearts, even after this, that the truth has completely manifested upon them. So leave and overlook them until Allah issues His command. Undoubtedly, Allah is powerful over everything. What the kuffar used to do is they used to go to the Muslims and they used to try to convince them to leave Islam. If you look at the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his own relatives, they would torture him. Why? Kyun unko saza dete the? Why would they torture him? Only so that he would leave Islam. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he was martyred in the battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for Mus'ab bin Umair. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stand up and he would kiss his forehead whenever Mus'ab bin Umair walked into a room. When the same Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, his own mother went against him. His own mother, she said to him, "Oh Mus'ab, these clothes that you are wearing, these shoes that you are wearing, they're the ones I've given you. Ye sari cheezein maine tumhe diye. If you want to remain a Muslim, ye sari cheezein wapas kar. Give them all back to me." And he says that Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing rugs. Boriyan ke kapde pehne hue the. Lekin Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his iman was strong. Why would these people do that? It's because they were jealous that they have accepted Islam. And like I said, we see this today as well. You see someone's business doing really good. Abhi ek din us din Islam pe mile. He goes that I went to a graveyard and I saw a newly dug grave. And he says that there was a carrier bug inside that grave. And I pulled it out, I was just cleaning the grave. And he found a dead pigeon in that carrier bug. And later on, they did a research. That grave was used to do black magic on a family. Why? It's because the other person was jealous. People are killing each other. Why? Because why has his business gone better than me? Banda sohta hai, yara usne kal karobar khola hai, aaj uska karobar itna acha hai. So and so, son and daughter are doing so good. Mere bachche bilkul nanpad hai, nalaik hai, kuch bhi nahi karte. What do? A person start to have jealousy. Banda yehi chahta hai, na uska rahe, na mera rahe. You know, people start to pull legs, don't they? Ab dekhiye Allah Ta'ala what He says in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 54, "Oh, do they envy people over that what Allah has bestowed upon them from His grace?" Ye kisne diya hai? A person who's got a business, who gave him all that? Allah gave him. A person who's got a good voice, who gave him that good voice? Allah gave him. A person who has a good family relationship, alhamdulillah, his family is good, he's wealthy, everything. Who gave him all that? Allah Ta'ala gave him. So who are we to envy? Yaad rakhiye, you know what the scholars they say? Ye jo banda hota hai na, jealous, jisko hasid hum kehte hain. Ye banda asal mein, he does not have hatred against that person. Indirectly, he is not pleased with Allah. Wo Allah Ta'ala se naraz hai. Kyun? Ke tu ne ise diya hai, mujhe kyun nahi diya? So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, hum zara sochein. Aaj moka hai. Let's look into our hearts. You know, when you think of people like that, we always have a third person. Third person hota hai. Ah, main janna, fulana banda hai, yes ra sochna. Forget that person. Look at your own self. I need to look at myself. How am I as a Muslim? How am I as a father? How am I with other things as well? If I have any doubt, any hatred in my heart, I need to bring it out. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in another place, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْدَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدٍ. And do not long for things by which Allah has given superiority to some over you, over others. Ye kisne sari di hai? Agar ek bande ki awaz pa rahi hai, kusne di hai awaz? Allah ne di hai. Someone has more money than I. Who gave him that money? Allah gave him that money. Someone who's more beautiful than I. Who gave him that beauty? Allah has given him that beauty. So why shall I, you know, sit at home and start to plan? Yakeen mane, banda will go to an extent that he uski neende bhi kharam ho jati hain. He can't even get to sleep at night. Why? Because he's always planning. How can I get this person? Yara kisra is bande ki main chika? Kisra is bande na karobar band ho jaye? Then they'll go to one person. They'll go to another person. I know where a person paid nearly £5,000 just to close another person's business. Why? Because he's jealous. And then the other thing is, ek aur cheez hoti hai. You know, when you see someone with a big house, ek Islam bhai batate the ke, he was with his friends and they were walking past a house. It was a beautiful big house. And straight away he goes, my friend turned on and say, main janna ye sare sharabin. They're all drug dealers. That's why they've got a big house. You see a beautiful car flash by, straight away, yeah, I know. They guys, they're drug dealers, them, you know. They go, it's all drug money. Why do you say that? You know why? Because you're jealous. Because Allah's given him that house, you're jealous. And if you say to that person, aisa aap karein. If someone comes to you and says, you know that guy down the road, have you seen the car he drives? I bet that's all drug money. You say to him, you're jealous. Wow, chunga saaro us bande ki. You are jealous. This is why you are saying this, you are jealous. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, there is a lot of things that we need to learn. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know what jealousy does to a person? Ek to hota hai na, a person can't get to sleep because of jealousy. Because he wants the other person's business to go down. Banda yehi chahta hai, kangla ho jaye, khatam ho jaye iska. He doesn't get to sleep. Lekin what effect does he have on your iman? Hamare iman mein kya hai? Ab ek jab aap dua karte hain, Ya Allah, meri maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, hum padte hain na, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. We all make this dua that, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, grant me the gardens of paradise. In my heart is full of jealousy. Do you think our dua will be accepted in the court of Allah? Koi hai chance ki hamari dua kubool ho jaye? There is no chance. Why? Because there is jealousy, there is hatred for another Muslim. Why do you hate someone? Why would you hate another Muslim? That you should always think about good about someone. Don't think bad about him. Even your enemies, dushman bhi agar ho na, amuman aapne kahawat suni hogi, banda kehta hai, yaar mere dushman ko bhi aisi bimari na lage, mere dushman par bhi ye na ho. That's what you need to do. Make dua for your enemies. Make dua for those people who don't like you. If someone calls me a show off, what would I do? Agar ek banda kehna, oh nakhre karne ala tako, oh nakhre bade karna, what would I do? Eh? Main nakhre karna, you call me that, I'll be able to probably fight him. But Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, the scholars, they say, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, someone called him a show off. Someone called him a show off. Aapne usse halwa pesh kiya hai. He goes, because you called me a show off, mujhe takleef hui hai. Because of that takleef, that pain that I had, Allah has rewarded me for that. And I am giving you this halwa. Because of you, I have gained something good. Yeah, because of you, I've gained some good deeds. So next time, when someone says anything to you, what we need to do is we need to reward them as well. Let me just mention a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Kanzul Ummal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, jealousy damages iman in the same way that a congulated juice from a bitter tree spoils honey. You know, if you have honey, usme koi kadvi cheez dale na, even like vinegar, it spoils the whole taste of that honey. In the same way, your iman is going to be spoiled because of jealousies inside our hearts. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, do not transgress when you feel jealousy. Discard suspicion. And when you sense an evil omen about any work, then do it having trust in Allah ta'ala. Yeh bhi bahut badi cheez hai. Evil omens. Halanki in Islam, there is no such thing like that. A black cat crosses your path. Oh ho ho. And then when you see someone in the morning, something, you know, the person you don't like. I don't like that person. Yeah, he's walked in front of me. The first person I ever met in the morning was him. Now all day, gaadi ka accident bhi ho gaya hai. Ye bhi problem, wo bhi problem. And you know when you sit back at home and you think, kya wajah? Swera swera us manhoos na chehra ta kya si na maare saari diyaar kharaab hoegi. That is wrong. Manhoos ho ni manhoos mein. Why? Because I'm thinking bad about him. It's not because of him, it's because of your own doings. Hamare andar mein ye cheezein maujood hain. You've got bad inside yourself, that is why bad is happening to you. If you had good inside you, good will happen to you. Yeah, what goes around comes around. Where when we think good about people, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah give you goodness as well. But when you think bad about someone, it's gonna come back and haunt you again. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يزال الناس بخير ما لم يتحاسدوا. People will remain in a state of goodness as long as they are not jealous of each other. Yani you'll be living a good life, you'll enjoy life. What is the biggest problem in our society today? Is jealousy. so many other diseases. Agar kisi ko koi bimari ho jaye na, someone falls ill, where does he go? He goes to the doctor. He goes to hospital. He gets himself treated. Hamare andar jealousy, bimari paida ho gayi hai. What have I done to deal with that? What have I done to treat that? So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, we need to know the knowledge of how to treat this disease as well. And this is why, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I want to read another verse of the glorious Quran, so that we understand, ye koi aam bimari nahi hai, chalo khair hi hai, I'll try my best. This is not something that I'll try my best. We have to try our best. It's not something that I will try, it's something that you have to do. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. And when someone greets you with some words of greeting, respond therefore with the words better than that or return the same. You know, when you've got jealousy with someone, aapne shayad dekha hoga, wo ek dusre se salam bhi nahi karte. Yeah, they won't even shake hands with them. Why? It's because I don't like him. Masjid mein bhi hote hain, namaz padhte hain, sajda Allah ki bargah mein karte hain. As soon as they lift their heads up and as soon as they finish namaz, sometimes what happens in the masajid was ye line banti hai na, sare musafa karte hain, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. And then suddenly this person comes and he goes, what are you doing here? And then he'll miss that person, he'll go to the next one. Kisi ko aisa feel hua hai? Have you ever seen this? Where everyone is giving salam, he'll miss one person. Why? Janab Asani bol chal band hai. I don't like this person. So therefore, for me, because I've got jealousy in my heart against that person, I'm not even giving him salam. And this is contrary against the teachings of Islam. Hazrat Sayyiduna, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat, Mawlana Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he states in Fatawa-e Razviya Sharif, I want you to listen to this very carefully. He says, one should at least say the words, Assalamu Alaikum. It is better to add wa rahmatullah and it would better to add wa barakatuhu. Jab koi banda salam kare, give him a better reply. Someone says, Assalamu Alaikum. What should we say? Wa alaikumus salam wa rahmatullah. If someone says, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah, we should say, wa alaikumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, the way we give salam today, aaj hame yakeen maniye, hame salam karne ka bhi sahi andaaza nahi hai. Hum Islam bhai salam kare, assalamu alaikum. Aur maine suna tha ek imam sahab se ki assalamu alaikum means may you be destroyed. Tu tabah ho ja. And the other person says, waah salam, tu bhi tabah ho ja. Waah gale milne fir janab. What is the purpose of that? Why? It's because these are basic things that we don't even know about our beautiful deen. Hum salam karte hain. Salam was supposed to build love between two people. Now we build hatred with each other. So aap dekhe iska natija phir kya niklega? To pyare Islam bhaiyo, hatred is something that we need to take it out of our hearts. Is cheez ko apne dil se nikalein. Why do you not like that person? Think to yourself, he is a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, has chosen him amongst millions of people that he has given him Iman. Why should I not love that person? Why should I not cherish that person? But then, in return, hum kya karte? We have envious, we be envious to that person, we have jealousies. Aur sabse pehle hatred pate kisne kiya tha? Yes, the shaitan. When Allah Ta'ala created, a banda soche, if I have hatred for someone, whose path am I following? You are following the path of the shaitan. When Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says to the angels, prostrate, sajda karo. What did shaitan say? Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. Why? Because you created me out of fire, and you created him out of mud. I am better than him. So it was the shaitan, the first person or the first jinn who had hatred inside his heart and jealousy. Ab banda apne bare mein soche ki what is the shaitan trying to do? He's trying to instill that hatred and jealousy in our hearts so that we be destroyed as well. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was boarding one pair of each living things in his ark. In accordance to the commandment of Allah Ta'ala, he saw an old man. Ye Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam ke zamane mein jab kishti tayar hui thi na, he would board pairs and pairs. And then one man, ek boodhe shakhs ko usne kishti mein suwar hote dekha. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to him, who has permitted you to board this ark? Tumhe kisne ijazat di hai? And he replied, I have come to spread evil whispers into the hearts of people. He replied, so that their hearts will remain with me whilst their bodies are with you. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam said, O enemy of Allah, get off from this ark because you are damned. The shaitan said, I destroy people with 5 tricks. Let's learn these 5 tricks. What are the tricks of the shaitan? You know, if you are fighting an enemy and you don't even have the right kind of weapons to fight the enemy, are you going to beat him? You're not going to beat him. The shaitan is our biggest enemy. What do we have to defend ourselves from the shaitan? Let's listen from the shaitan himself. If the shaitan is told us something good, he said, No, he's a bad jinn. He's no good, no friend. Yeah, but let's see what the shaitan said. He says, let me inform you of 5 things. He says, I can inform you of 3 of them, but would not tell you about the other 2. Do bateen bataunga, do nahi bataunga. I will not tell you the 2. He says, Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam his revelation. Say to him, I do not need to know about the 3. Just tell me about the 2. You know, he said, shaitan ne kya kaha? I'll tell you 3, but I'm not going to tell you 2. So Nuh alayhi salam said, forget the 3, tell me about them 2. And the shaitan, he says, those 2 tricks have never brought me failure. Main kada fail na hoya, never been failed. Nor have they ever made me a liar, and I bring people at the verge of destruction due to them. One of them is jealousy and the other is greed. Ek hai lalach aur ek hai hasad. These are the 2 things that the shaitan says, I've never failed upon a person. Sometimes they can, we are all humans, we all make mistakes. Yeah, we're all prone to mistakes. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, don't let these mistakes become sins. And don't let these sins take us to the fire of hell. We need to understand that if we have hatred inside of another Muslim, halakhe the scholars they say, Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. Have love for the sake of Allah. Have hatred for the sake of Allah. Agar kisi se mohabbat karni hai, kyun karni hai? Yaar, he drives a big car. He's gonna take me out for a drive. He's got a lot of money. He's gonna take me to the takeaway. Ijtima ke baad mujhe khane ke liye le jayega. Chalo iske saath dosti rakhte hain. No, don't have friendship with him because of that. Have friendship because he's a Muslim. Have friendship because he's a good person. Al-hubbulillah. Only have it for the sake of Allah. Wal-bughzulillah. Have hatred for someone only because of the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes, the apparent deeds have a particular connection with the hidden attributes. If the inner is bad, then the apparent deeds will also be bad. And if the inner is free from the flaws such as jealousy, ostentation, arrogance, then apparent deeds will also become sound. Yani if a person's inner self, jo uska andar ka hissa hai, yeah, ghussa, ghibat, chugli, hasad, if he doesn't have any of them, then his outward body will be good as well. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, we need to try to think of ourselves. Let's always assume and put yourself in that position. How are we living our life today? How are we in our own communities, in our own society? Hamare muamalat kaise hain? Hamare muamalat agar aise hain, I don't like a person because of the things that he has done. I don't like a person because he has more money than me. I don't like a person because he's more loved than me. So zara ye soche, who gave him that love? Yaad ye hamesha rakhna hai. Allah Ta'ala hamesha bande ko izzat deta hai, zillat bhi Allah deta hai. Agar Allah Ta'ala ne use in'am diya hai, so we should be happy and pleased with that. If Allah Ta'ala has tested him with anything, don't have hatred. That's why the scholars, they say, hate the sin, do not hate the sinner. Jo banda guna karta hai na, usse nafrat na karein, uske guna se nafrat karein. So aayye pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's all make this firm intention that I will change myself. Don't look at other person. Don't look at the other person. He hasn't changed. Why shall I change? Have you heard of this saying as well? Log kya kehte janab, jo mujhe gali dega, main usse do dunga. Jo mujhe patthar marega, main eent marunga. The one who's good with me, I'll be good with him. If you are bad with me, I'm going to be bad with you as well. In Islam, that is not the concept that we use. If someone is bad with you, then I am going to be good with him. If someone denies you something, agar aapko shaadi mein daawat na aaye, aapke bacche ki shaadi ho janab, main taksana, main na isi bulana. Yeah, people have arguments at home. Ek shaadi abhi hui thi, and they had a little meeting at home, and the whole family erupted. The other guy, the father, he was saying, never, I'm not going to invite him. Mari jaisa us bande ki na sadna asane apni bachchi ni shaadi ko nahi bulaya. Yeah, there are massive fight at home. End of the day, what happened? Na apni shaadi sahi tarah hui, unko to farq hi nahi pada. Yeah, the guys they were talking about, nothing wrong with them, apna khandan tabah ho gaya. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, ye bahut zaruri hai, it's very important that we look at ourselves and we always try to rectify ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah Ta'ala reward us for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amin bi jahi nabiyil amin sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. O Mubarak, for you.